Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, Your form is transcendental to the three material modes. Yet for the maintenance of the three worlds, You assume the white color of Vishnu in goodness. For creation which is surrounded by the quality of passion, You appear reddish. And at the end, when there is a need for annihilation, which is surrounded by ignorance, You appear blackish. Purport. Vasudev prayed to the Lord, You are called Shuklam. Shuklam or whiteness is the symbolic representation of the absolute truth, because it is unaffected by the material qualities. Lord Brahma is called Rakta or red, because Brahma represents the qualities of passion for creation. Darkness is entrusted to Lord Shiva because he annihilates the cosmos. The creation, annihilation and maintenance of this cosmic manifestation are conducted by Your potencies, yet You are always unaffected by those qualities. As confirmed in the Vedas, Hariri Nirgunaha Sakshat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always free from all material qualities. It is also said that the qualities of passion and ignorance are non-existent in the person of the Supreme Lord. In this verse, the three colors mentioned, Shukla, Rakta and Krishna, are not to be understood literally in terms of what we experience with our senses, but rather as representatives of Sattvaguna, Rajoguna and Tamoguna. After all, sometimes we see that a duck is white, although it is in Tamoguna, the mode of ignorance. Illustrating the logic called Bakanda Nyaya, the duck is such a fool that it runs after the testicles of a bull, thinking them to be a hanging fish that can be taken when it drops. Thus, the duck is always in darkness. Vyasadev, however, the compiler of the Vedic literature, is blackish. But this does not mean that he is in Tamoguna. Rather, he is in the highest position of Sattvaguna, beyond the material modes of nature. Sometimes these colors, Shukla, Rakta, Stata, Pita, are used to designate the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. Lord Kshirodaksha Vishnu is celebrated as possessing a blackish color, Lord Shiva is whitish, and Lord Brahma is reddish. But according to Srila Sanatana Goswami in the Vaishnava Toshani Tika, this exhibition of colors is not what is referred to here. The real understanding of Shukla, Rakta and Krishna is as follows. The Lord is always transcendental, but for the sake of creation, He assumes the color Rakta as Lord Brahma. Again, sometimes the Lord becomes angry, as He says in Bhagavad Gita 16.19, Tanaham dvishataha kruran samsareshu naradaman kshipami ajasrama shubhan asurishveva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. To destroy the demons, the Lord becomes angry, and therefore He assumes the form of Lord Shiva. In summary, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always beyond the material qualities, and we should not be misled into thinking otherwise simply because of sense perception. One must understand the position of the Lord through the authorities or Mahajanas. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.3.28, Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pavchata Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindubya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My Lord, your form is transcendental to the three material modes. Yet for the maintenance of the three worlds, you assume the white color of Vishnu in goodness. For creation, which is surrounded by the quality of passion, you appear reddish. And at the end, when there is a need for annihilation, which is surrounded by ignorance, you appear blackish. This is a section of prayers by Vasudev. And in these few prayers that we're reading since yesterday, he's talking about the three modes of material nature, which is one of the most fascinating subject matters and also the most powerful. Fascinating because it is so applicable in our day-to-day life. It was true when Vasudev spoke this 5,000 years ago, and these three modes are acting even today in our day-to-day life. In fact, from morning to night, you can see how the modes are influencing us. So it's very fascinating in that sense. And it's powerful because it is an empowering tool. By understanding the three modes, we can actually change our lives for the better. So there are these three modes, sattva, rajas and tamas. Sattva means goodness. So if we are influenced by sattva guna, we are generally feeling a sense of, yesterday Chandramouli Swami Maharaj was beautifully explaining Srila Prabhupada's pastime, knowledge, satisfaction, contentment. This is what we experience when we are influenced by sattva guna. Rajas or passion is characterized by action, creation, hurry, restlessness. And ignorance or tamas is generally influencing us when we are fast asleep or when we are awake but asleep, in the sense when we are influenced by madness and we are going basically crazy, we are feeling helpless. So these are tamas or ignorance. So now we are influenced by the three modes, these three, and the combination of these three in such a way that we don't even realize how we are getting influenced. When we do this journey of self-discovery course in Mumbai, once Gaur Gopal Prabhu did a very fascinating experiment, which after that even all of us do it as preachers. We call three volunteers from the crowd, from the participants, and we keep three gloves. A surgeon's gloves is put on one person. The second person puts on a cricket batsman's gloves. And the third person puts on a boxer's gloves. And then they are given a thread and a needle. And the participant, there's a competition. Within 3 minutes, you have to thread the needle. You have to put that thread through the hole of the needle. So then everybody is laughing. And the first surgeon, needless to say, is the first one to put it, because his hands are not so covered. The cricket gloves, the one who is wearing the cricket gloves, he takes a little longer. And the boxer gloves is a non-starter. He's not even able to hold the thread and the needle. And then after the exercise, we ask the audience, what lessons do you draw from this? And they share interesting things, but most of them get the point that if you are covered, we can't actually do things. Similarly, sattva guna, mode of goodness, is compared to the surgeon's gloves. The covering that is there when we are influenced by mode of goodness is the least. Just like one with a surgeon's gloves is able to put the thread through the eye of the needle. Similarly, somebody situated in sattva guna is able to experience maximum freedom, contentment, peace and happiness. Somebody if he is influenced by passion, rajas, then just like the cricket keeper's gloves were causing a lot of difficulty. Similarly, our ability to act in the interest of the soul is restricted to a great extent when we are covered by mode of passion. And just like mode of ignorance, or just like in the example, the gloves, the boxer's gloves, you couldn't even hold the thread and the needle. Similarly, if somebody is influenced by tamas, ignorance, he or she is just not able to connect to Krishna. So in one sense, we feel helpless. So we understand how important the mode of goodness is in our life. Sattva guna is very important, because if you are situated in sattva guna, we have a very good chance of going to Krishna, connecting to Krishna. There is a lot of clarity of thought. There is wisdom. There is contentment. There is peace, as Krishna says in the Gita. Ashantasya kuta sukam. Without peace, how can you be happy? So we need to be in sattva-guna. So we generally explain the importance of sattva-guna through a story that we had in school. That there were three brothers. Their names were Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. They used to sell hats in the market. They would go from their home through the forest, and they would reach the city and they would sell hats and come back in the evening. One day, Tamas left early in the morning. Surprising, generally Tamas doesn't leave early. But Tamas left early on this day, and then he had all his hats with him. He sat under a tree and took some rest. And when he woke up, he saw that all the monkeys from the trees had taken away all the hats and they put on those hats and they were having fun with those hats. So when Tamas woke up, he was very sad that his goods, his product, hats which is going to sell in the market is not with him. He looked at the monkeys, he began to cry, feeling helpless. And then he got so disgusted, he got so stressed and tense. And he left crying, lamenting, worrying, and went to a liquor bar, country bar, got drunk, and then slept off there only. Little later, Rajas left home. He also came under a tree. He took rest. And when he woke up, he saw the monkeys had taken all his hats. So he got up, he saw the monkeys, he got very angry. He started hurling the choicest abuses at them. He threw stones at them. And then the monkeys were not returning the hats. Then he got angry. He was determined to take revenge. And he cursed them and he left in anger. That is Rajas. And Sattva, he left a little later, and he also came, he also took rest under a tree, and when he woke up, he saw all the monkeys had taken away the hats, but he didn't get angry, he didn't lament. He thought for a moment, he had clarity of thought, then he realized that he has one hat in his pocket. He removed that hat, showed it to the monkeys, put it on his head, and started growling, started making faces, and then started agitating and attracting the attention of the monkeys. And the monkeys were looking at him with his hat on his head. And then he removed his hat, he twirled it, and then he threw it on the ground. So the monkeys were imitating him and they also threw their hats on the ground. Then he collected all the hats and put it on the bag, went to the market, made a quick sale, got money, came back home and slept early and relaxed. So we would hear this story in school and then we were told, Sattva represents mode of goodness. Rajas is the brother who represents mode of passion. And Tamas represents ignorance. So who was the most intelligent of the three? Sattva. Similarly, if you are situated in Sattva Guna, mode of goodness, then we can act in the interest of the soul. Many times people challenge or they express a sincere, serious doubt that are we not helpless? The modes are so powerful that even though I may want to act in the mode of goodness, but I can't. These three, you know, they are so, it's not that it's black and white. It's not like, you know, we say Ravan was in mode of passion, lusty, greedy. Kumbhakaran, mode of ignorance, always sleeping. And Vibhishan, mode of goodness. But we sometimes feel we have all the three within us. It's not so clear. Like morning we are in mode of goodness, afternoon we are in mode of passion, and evening time we are in mode of ignorance. So we are not sure whether what modes are influencing us and how. So we tend to think that we are helpless and we resign ourselves to our fate. No, we are not helpless. Good news. We can change the influence of the modes on us. Of course, it appears we are helpless because what happens is, see, when there is a, let's say, there is a choice for taking drugs. So a person, once he makes a wrong choice, and he allows himself to be influenced by tamoguna, mode of ignorance, then what happens? Then the next time he's in a similar provocative situation, his ability to say no or his determination becomes even little less. So it's natural that he again easily succumbs to it. But we always have a choice. Although it may appear that because of the wrong choices we have made in the past, we are very weak now. But now we can begin to make the right choices for the three modes. We can understand That is sattva, this is rajas, this is tamas. That's why knowledge helps. That's why Bhagavad Gita helps. If you see in Bhagavad Gita, 14 chapter, 17 chapter and 18 chapter, the three modes are explained very clearly so that we learn to make the right choices. So Krishna explains very clearly in the 18th chapter, text number 37-38. Yatat agre visham eva pariname mrutopapam tat sukam sattvikam. He says, mode of goodness, lifestyle appears to be little like poison in the beginning, but it's nectar in the end. And etat dagre amritam eva pariname vishopapam. What tastes like nectar in the beginning, it agitates the senses, but it is causes a lot of misery in the end. That is mode of passion. And that which causes misery from beginning to end, that is mode of ignorance. 37, 38 and 39th verse of 18th chapter. And then Krishna explains the 17th chapter, how we can actually change our lifestyle, or we can choose mode of goodness. Like food, for example. He says food that is... what is sattvic food? That which is fresh, hot. Hot in the sense, not spicy hot, but temperature hot. And which is freshly cooked. That is sattva guna. Vegetables, fruits come in this category. And rajasic or passionate food is those that food which is very hot in the sense of spicy. You know, it causes burning and a lot of chilies. So that's like rajasic food. And then there is tamasic food, Krishna says, which is like decomposed, kept for hours together, not fresh. And we can feel the influence of this, isn't it? Like when we sleep for a long time, we wake up, we feel mode of ignorance influencing us. So food can be in three modes. So the choices we make, by that we are encouraging sattva guna in our life. Like even music can be in three modes. Do you realize that? Like pleasing instrumental music, that can soothe our senses. And passionate Bollywood numbers where the hero and heroine are singing love songs, running around the trees, dancing, jumping like monkeys. That is rajasic music. That agitates, it's sensual. And tamasic music is, I don't know, I don't want to offend any musicians or anybody who likes this kind of music, but that music which causes a lot of agitation and it's, you know, intense, loud and... I mean, you know it better. You can feel it. I don't know what the names of this music is. But tamasic music. Like there is one man in Indian village, Bihar, which is a very remote and backward village in one sense. And one villager was lying on a cot outside his farm. And one very famous reporter of an English newspaper was in that village for some work. And she saw that this man is lying on a cot outside his farm. And he is having latest rock music blasting off his loudspeakers. And she was amazed and fascinated that this villager has taste for this music, which is so Western and so modern. She thought he's a backward villager. So she asked him, you know, how come you have taste for this music? And he laughed. He said, I don't have any taste for this music, but this music helps me a lot. Because whenever I play this music, none of the crows and the animals come and spoil the farm. They all run away. So it is very good music. So he is enjoying that tamasic music. So like this, music can be, food can be, you know, even dress that we wear can be in three modes. If we wear fresh clothes, not necessarily new clothes, that which is washed, clean, we can feel that is mode of goodness. Passionate clothes can be tight outfits that can cause agitation. So like this, you know, food, music, dress, even time of the day. Early morning, when the sun is just rising, Brahma Murta time, that's called a sattva guna. You will see early morning people rush to temple. And afternoon time, when the stock markets are active everywhere, there is action, offices, people are running around in the trains. Mode of passion takes over. And night time, the liquor bars open. You don't see 4 o'clock in the morning liquor bars open. That energy, that environment, time in the day doesn't support mode of ignorance activities. So like that, mode of ignorance, mode of passion, these things are there. So what we do now is we consciously choose mode of goodness activities, lifestyle. But many times we are conditioned by our habits. What are habits? Habits are something which very unconsciously we are doing. So after the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and the scriptures, what we can now do is we can consciously choose by our practices. Conscious practice of desirable good behavior can eventually help us overcome the unconscious habits of negative bad behavior. So we are kind of unconsciously influenced by mode of passion and ignorance. So we can now consciously choose. But for that we need to make some effort. So if we want to improve our spiritual lives, if we want to be more happy and more peaceful, improvement means we'll have to change. But we don't like to change. We want others to change. You see, most of the complaints we have is of how others are not changing. But if we change, then we can improve. Change means what? Change means we have to get out of the comfort zone. We like to be in the comfort zone. So therefore, getting out of the comfort zone means we'll have to be a little uncomfortable. So improvement can happen if there is change. Change means little discomfort. That's all. In the beginning, I think scientists have said from 3 weeks or 4 weeks you do some consciously some practices, it becomes a habit. But we like, and what we do generally is we give excuses. Because we don't want to make that effort, we say, oh, Srila Prabhupada's mercy will take us back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada is definitely merciful. He will take us back to Godhead. And there are pastimes where we say, Srila Prabhupada said, you hold my dhoti and I'll take you, I have a key to the back door of the spiritual world. So these pastimes are very attractive. Because somewhere we like to believe that, you know, I don't have to do anything. No, we have a choice. We can choose mode of goodness. But mode of goodness is also not a solution, because law of gravity in this world, everything comes down. So if you're in mode of goodness, then mode of passion will drag us down. If you're in mode of passion, mode of ignorance will threaten to pull us down. And if you're in mode of ignorance, then we can go further down. There is no limit to how much we can degrade. So therefore, we need to struggle to choose something beyond mode of goodness, which is pure goodness or Shuddha Sattva, which is the absorption in Krishna, which is thinking of serving Krishna, which is favorable remembrance of Krishna, which is connecting to the holy names of Krishna. So when we do that, we are rising even above the mode of goodness, and that helps us that even if we slip because of the law of gravity, we come to mode of goodness. And then again we can rise high. So basically living a lifestyle centered on mode of goodness and mode of pure goodness, centered on service to Krishna, is what helps devotees. Because the three modes are, you know, we can't avoid. Like for example, we need passion to work. Arjuna, when he was fighting the war, he was angry. But he was doing it as a service to Krishna. Like when we are sleeping at night, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Best time. We need the tamas to influence us. In the sense, we need to invoke tamas to sleep. But if we are sleeping because we want to serve Krishna, we want to be fresh, we want to be healthy. If you are Krishna conscious, then we can always be above the three modes. Otherwise, the three modes can keep us eternally bound in this material world. Therefore, the servant consciousness, wanting to serve Krishna. This is what Krishna recommends in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 14th verse. Deviyesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mamevae prapadyante maya metam tarantite. He says, Arjuna, these three modes, this material energy is impossible to overcome. But if one is surrendered to me, if one takes shelter of me, then he can rise above the influence of three modes. So we need to be absorbed in Krishna. Otherwise the three modes are also not, even sometimes people like to be in sattva-guna. But that doesn't mean that they are actually spiritual. Sattva-guna is a good platform, but that doesn't guarantee Krishna consciousness. You will find in India, many people I've seen, their lifestyle is very sattvic. They're very peaceful in the sense they'll hear classical music. They'll get up early in the morning. They'll water the plants. They appear peaceful, but they're not connected to Krishna. They are so comfortable in that. Just like the three puppets are bound. The puppets are bound by three strings. Similarly, we are bound by the three modes. So we need to rise above the three modes. Just like an airport. If somebody is going from here to Heathrow Airport, from the temple. Let's say one person has reached the airport, but he's just missed the flight. He reached there, but he missed the flight. Somebody else is stuck midway in traffic, and the other person is got late here itself. So, the person who reached the airport, he is the closest to fly off to the spiritual world. In the sense, he can go beyond. But he is stuck because he missed the flight. He has a best chance. One who is in the airport has the best chance to catch the flight. But he missed it. So that is compared to sattva-guna, mode of goodness. So somebody may be in mode of goodness, but you have to still take to Krishna consciousness. So therefore, we need to connect to Krishna. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto also explains very beautifully when Shukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj that, you know, we cannot remove the influence of the material energy by our own endeavors. We need Krishna's grace. We need to connect to Krishna. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agam dunvanti karsneha niharam iva bhaskara. Jai Shri Shraddha Gokulanand ki, Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jai Shri Gaur Nitai ki. Jai. So Shukadeva Goswami is saying, just like when there is dense fog, we cannot remove fog by our torch. We cannot say, I have a nice torch, I am going to remove the fog. The fog dissipates when there is sunshine. Similarly, the darkness of ignorance in our consciousness, it dissolves when Krishna rises, when the sun of Krishna rises in the heart. But therefore, we need to depend or connect to Krishna, and then even if we are bewildered, even if we are struggling, we come to mode of goodness again by the power of awareness, we rise, we keep connecting to Krishna. I remember once, I get this experience sometimes of the three modes, because early morning we have Mangalarati in temple, and Mangalarati, Narsingarati, Tulsiarati, you know, I can see the consciousness really, I can see how I am feeling spiritually surcharged and happy. And some days, because I have a busy schedule and I cannot do my exercise in the evening, so what I would do in Chaupati temple when I am staying, that after the Tulsiarati, for half an hour I would go out of the temple. We have a beach which is just 1 minute from the temple. I would go there, do my exercises and jogging, and then come back for the japa session with the devotees. So I could experience this influence in a very graphic way, because early morning when we rise at 4:30, we have Mangalarati. We can feel that, you know, connection. We can feel that temple atmosphere being surcharged with pure goodness. Everybody is prayerful. And then when I would go out, just outside the temple, I saw an ATM center where there was a watchman. He was fighting with a taxi driver, and they were hurling abuses, and they were really very badly fighting. And when I saw that, I could immediately feel Rajas passion take over. You know, that the modes immediately change. And then I went further down. I went to the beach. I sat there to do my pranayama. I saw the sun rising, waves. I could feel the mode of goodness. And then I looked left. There was a huge garbage dump, and the crows were feasting on it. Ah, so mode of ignorance. Then I look back, traffic is started, people are, you know, there were couples early morning also, they have their own Mangalarati there, they express affection to each other. So I said, mode of passion is active, mode of ignorance. You can see the three modes, and then I come back, after my half an hour, I come back to temple hall and start chanting and trying to listen to the holy name. I can immediately feel again my consciousness rise above the three modes. So we can see this happening all the time. And especially if our life is centered around chanting, hearing, doing devotional service, then we raise through the modes, we situate ourselves in a safe position. And by the law of gravity, even if we slip down, we come down, again we raise. So that way, that is a safe position for devotees who are absorbed in various services. But essentially, Krishna has made this world in such a way that we need to take shelter of Krishna. That like Vasudeva is doing in these prayers. He's saying, Krishna, you are beyond the three modes. So I have to connect to you. I have to remember you. Then I also get freedom from the three modes. Once I was driving from, I was traveling in the villages of Orissa, which is the state where Jagannath Puri is. I had gone in 2010 for some preaching tour in the villages of Orissa. So I don't know driving, for there was one car given to me and a driver. And we were going through all the villages. And I remember one incident that happened to me, which kind of, I still remember, although I haven't been able to relive that experience, but about how we need to rise above the three modes. This was a very graphic incident, you know, like it's very, very fresh in my memory even today. So what happened, we were traveling from village to village and we had a lot of programs, festivals, late nights. And I saw my driver was also actively involved in organizing many things. So one particular night I woke up at 2 in the night to go to the bathroom and I saw through the window he was still arranging things. So I saw that he has not slept and the next day he was taking me to the next village. And then one day I asked him, do you sleep at night? He said, no, last 3 nights I haven't slept. I said, what about day? He said, last three days I couldn't get sleep in the day also. But I'm all right, I can take you. And that was the day we were planning to go to Jagannath Puri. Early morning, 4:30 we had got up. And we were supposed to go to Jagannath Puri. We reached there by 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning. Or 9 o'clock. So I got immediately scared. This driver hasn't slept for 3 nights and 3 days. And he's going to drive me. So, and I had no choice because all my programs were lined up. I had to go and he had to drive me. I got so panicky. And he's assuring me, "Arey Prabhuji, don't worry, I'm an expert driver. I can live without sleep for 4 nights. Don't worry. Once you reach Puri, I'll sleep." I was not confident, but then I had no choice. So I sat next to him and I was chanting because I had to chant my 16 rounds. And he was driving. So as we, and you know, Orissa roads are very narrow and a lot of potholes. And he was driving very fast. And it's dark still. And he's, you know, turning and then going like this. I got scared. And I was constantly looking at him. See, my hand is going through the beat bag. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Externally, it is like this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But internally, what's happening? I'm sitting next to him and I'm thinking I'm holding the steering wheel. And I'm thinking I'm in control. Basically, control tendency. I'm in control. And I'm looking at him, is he dozing off? Because if he once dozes off, even for a second, and he's at 80, 90 speed, 80 kilometers per hour speed. So any moment he could bang into a tree, and that would be the end. Go back to, I don't know where. And I was so scared, and I'm chanting, but in control of the car. Constantly looking at the road, looking for potholes, looking at him, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So basically I was driving the car internally, and externally I was chanting. And after 8 rounds, I realized 1 hour is over and then I'm not happy. I'm miserable. What am I doing? Somehow Krishna gave me the intelligence at that point of time. I said, just drop everything. I can't do anything now. Just let me depend on Krishna. I'm not encouraging that we should drive like this, but that was a day I had no choice and I was helpless. So I put my hand in the wheat bag and I closed my eyes. I felt I don't care what he does now. And I started chanting. I tried my best to listen and immediately my eyes opened because of the habit. Because last 1 hour I had been doing that. So it took me almost 20, 25 minutes to, you know, rigorous practice, struggle. And once I was determined and then I entered a space of just listening to the holy name. Unfortunately, it has never happened after that. But that day, then I kept chanting. And then once I entered that space, you know, there was like, what do you say, anti-gravitational thrust. Beyond that, you know, a stage I entered and I felt so happy chanting. And I was feeling the car is going like this. And even the sun rose after some time, but I had nothing to do with what was happening outside me. And I was hearing, chanting. And eventually, I chanted around 8:45 in the morning. Almost 2 hours, 2.5 hours I was chanting. The driver told me, Prabhuji, in 10 minutes we are reaching Puri. That's when I opened my eyes. And I was so happy. I felt, then it didn't matter to me. And even then he was driving, he continued to drive the same way he was driving. But it didn't matter to me. And I was wishing, I wish I could chant like that every day. But unfortunately, the mind took over again the next day with different problems, different excuses. But whenever we try to listen to the holy name, whenever we raise our consciousness, then we can see, whenever we depend on Krishna, we can see that the influence of the modes are not there. So that's why I said, I began the class by saying, we have a choice to break through the habits that we have unconsciously developed. The habits of mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Therefore, this connection to Krishna is when the dynamics change for a devotee. Sachinandana Swami Maharaj gives a beautiful example. He says, when he was a young boy, he would go to different houses and drop newspapers. That was his, he was earning some money out of that. So he says, at the end of the month, he had to go inside the house to collect the money. And outside the house, there was a huge board which said, beware of dogs. So he was scared to go in, but he needed to go in. So when he went in, he saw a huge dog chasing him. And he ran out of fear. And he ran, and the dog was right behind him, about to pounce on him. And then he saw the master of the house sitting on the chair. And he was reclining. And he saw this young boy, Sachinandan Maharaj, the young boy that time running. And he saw his own dog chasing him. So he loudly called out to his dog. And immediately the dog stopped. And then Maharaj was next to this man. And the dog came close to him and licked him and was kind of affectionate to him. So then Sachinandan Maharaj says, we are also chased by these three modes, the material energy. And we are constantly hounded. But if we take shelter of Krishna, if Krishna orders the material energy, only then we can feel peace, respite. Therefore, we connect to Krishna. We choose Krishna. And that's why this process of hearing, chanting, the Mangalarti, the morning program we have, this is recommended in the second canto, where Shukadeva Goswami says, when we endeavor by our efforts to hear and chant and connect to Krishna, that's when we feel freedom from the three modes. Shrinvata Shriddaya Nityam Grinatascha Svacheshtitam Kalena Nati Dhirgena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. He says, very nice verse. Shrinvata Shriddaya Nityam, with faith. Every day, if we hear and chant with faith, connecting to Krishna, how? Grinatas, we receive it, Svacheshtitam. We need to endeavor to hear, because we are habituated to slip to the lower modes, we need to endeavor to connect to Krishna, Svacheshtitam. And if we do that, Kalena Nati Dhirgena, it won't take long. In other words, very soon, what will happen? Bhagavan Vishateridhi, Krishna will reveal himself in the heart. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, I think the famous verse, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna verse, Srila Prabhupada writes there in that purport that Krishna himself will clean the heart of the devotee. There's another purport in the fourth canto where Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna in the heart is not lazy. Krishna is not lazy in the heart to help his devotee come closer to him. So we have hope. And if we are attentive, if we are connected to Krishna, we can feel happiness. We can actually feel tangible happiness while practicing Krishna consciousness and feel the joy of being connected to Krishna. And the experience we have is what is, it is like autumn rain. Praveshta karna randrena svanam bhava saroruham tunoti shamalam krishnam salilasyata sharat. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, if we allow Krishna's sound, Krishna name to enter our ears and through the ear holes, allow the sound to enter our heart. Pravishta karna randrena. If we allow, enter through the ear holes. Svanam bhava saroruham. Dunoti shamalam Krishna. All the dirty things from the heart will be cleansed completely. Like, salilasya yatasharat. Rainy season, rains come. They cause a lot of inconvenience. But autumn season, when it rains, it takes away all the dirt that has been accumulated for so long, and it completely cleanses the street. Similarly, when we hear about Krishna, it is like that autumn rains, it cleans the heart completely. and we are absorbed in Krishna, then the three modes don't influence. For this is the solution for the three modes. That's why Srila Prabhupada, you see, Srila Prabhupada was so absorbed. His consciousness was such a level that he could, because he was absorbed in Krishna, he was not influenced by the three modes. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, very interesting. And slight wind blew, there was a slight breeze. It was a little cold. A devotee bought a shawl to put on Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada immediately, spontaneously said, no, I'm happy. I'm feeling Krishna's embrace. See, he was so Krishna conscious that an apparent, ordinary thing, but he could see Krishna there. And then they sat on the beach, the sand was a little cold. So devotee put a shawl for Srila Prabhupada to sit. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, I'm sitting on Krishna's lap. He could immediately see the Krishna factor. Mode of pure goodness, connecting to Krishna. In Paris, they were walking, they were on a morning walk, and Srila Prabhupada's servant was next to him, and he was seeing all the traffic go by, and he was feeling so much passion here, he was feeling uncomfortable, and he was looking at Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is walking, and suddenly Srila Prabhupada stopped, and he breathed in, and he said, ah, this is Vrindavan. This devotee was shocked. This is Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was absorbed in Vrindavan. While in Paris. We may be in Vrindavan and thinking of Paris. That is our situation. So anyway, to conclude, we discussed about three modes, how the three modes can, all the three modes constantly influence us. Mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness. And we can rise by making the choices, the right choices to situate our life in mode of goodness by our habits, by the clothes we wear, by the food we eat, by the music we hear. And that is also not safe, because mode of goodness also doesn't guarantee a freedom from the material world, because that is also binding. So we need to situate ourselves in mode of pure goodness, which is absorption in Krishna, remembrance of Krishna. And when we chant and hear attentively, our hearts get cleansed and we rise above. So consciously choosing these practices will help us overcome the habits, the bad habits that we have accumulated because of our wrong choices in the mode of passion and ignorance. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions?